Quaker Meadows was the name given to the Catawba River flats you are standing on by McDowell's father, Captain Joseph McDowell Sr., borrowed from his prior home in Virginia. In July 1776, some members of the Cherokee Nation attacked European Americans in the western part of the Carolinas. 2 months later, Brigadier General Griffith Rutherford leads militia forces here on the way to attacking Cherokee villages in response to the raids. They camp in Quaker Meadows and continue toward Davidson's Fort, now Old Fort, east of Asheville. The Burke County Regiment, including McDowell and his brother Joseph Jr., goes with them. 4 years later, you are standing in either a farm field or an untilled meadow. The McDowell home site, visited next, is probably behind the far right end of the modern retail strip. In the evening of Saturday, September 30, 1780, around 480 men arrive up what today is Independence Boulevard, or North Carolina 126. These are not regular soldiers, but backwoodsmen, farmers, trappers, and others, both volunteers and members of formal militia units. Most are on horseback, and some are driving beef cows for food. They pour into the meadows and farm fields along both sides of today's Bost Road and find places to sleep for the night. Sometime afterward, a second group of 360 men arrive by the same route. These Patriot or Whig militia soldiers set up camp. The meadow is filled with men and horses only. These volunteers have no wagons, tents, cannons, or camp followers to help. They have supplied their own weapons, gunpowder, and bullets, and are carrying any other supplies they can't hunt along the way. Campfires light up like lightning bugs around you. Later that night, another 350 men under Colonel Benjamin Cleveland arrive from the other side of the meadows after a four-day march from today's Elkin, probably near or on the route now marked by Bost Road. They are greeted by cheers from the Overmountain men. Look, or cross over Bost Road to, the monument with a tree behind it. Then, scroll to our next audio clip.